जयराधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर थारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा वनचारी जमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोशतशत श्रीमद् हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोशत श्रीमद् भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा मैया यमुना मैया की तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की हरिनाम संकीर्तन की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल ड्यूटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल ड्यूटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल ड्यूटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांगा रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो वन entitled chapter 1 entitled questions passages text 11 om namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Text 11 Bhurini Bhuri Karmani Shrotavyani Vibhagasha Atasado Atrasaram Atasado Atrayatsaram समद्रुत्य मनीषया ब्रूहि भद्राय भूतानां येनात्मा सुप्रसीदति भूरिनि भूरि कर्माणि श्रोतव्यानि विभागश अतस्सादो अत्र यत्सारम् समुद्रत्य मनीषया ब्रूहि भद्राय भूतानां येनात्मा सुप्रसीदति भूरिनि भद्रि भूरिनि भूरि कर्माणि श्रोतव्यानि विभागश अतस्सादो अत्र यत्सारम् समुद्रत्य मनीषया ब्रूहि भद्राय भूतानां येनात्मा सुप्रसीदति Jesus. word to word. Bhurini multifarious. Bhuri, many. Karmani, duties. Shotavyani, to be learned. Vibhagasha, by divisions of subject matter. Atha, therefore. Sadho, O sage. Atra, hearing. Yat, whatever. Saram, essence. Samudhritya, by selection. Manishaya, best of your knowledge. Bruhi, please tell us. Bhadraya, for the good of Bhutanam, the living beings. Yena, by which. Atma, the self. Suprasidati, becomes fully satisfied. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. There are many varieties of scriptures, and in all of them there are many prescribed duties which can be learned only after many years of study in their various divisions. Therefore, O sage, please select the essence of all the scriptures and explain it and explain it for the good of all living beings, that by such instructions their hearts may be fully satisfied. Purport. Atma or self is distinguished from matter and material elements. It is spiritual in conclusion, constitution, and thus it is never satisfied by any amount of material planning. All scriptures and spiritual instructions are meant for the satisfaction of this self or Atma. There are many varieties of approaches which are recommended for different types of living beings in at different times and at different places. Consequently, the numbers of revealed scriptures are innumerable. There are different methods and prescribed duties recommended in these various scriptures. Taking into consideration the fallen condition of the people in general, in this age of Kali, the sages of Naimisharanya suggested that Sri Shruta Goswami relate the essence of all such scriptures, because in this age it is not possible for the fallen souls to understand and undergo all the lessons of all these various scriptures in a Varna and Ashram system. The Varna and Ashram society was considered to be the best institution for lifting the human being to the spiritual platform, but due to Kali Yuga, it is not possible to execute the rules and regulations of these institutions. Nor is it possible for the people in general to completely sever the relation with their families as the Varnashram institution prescribes. The whole atmosphere is surcharged with opposition, and considering this, one can see that spiritual emancipation for the common man in this age is very difficult. The reason the sages presented this matter to Sri Suta Goswami is explained in the following verses. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Malitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitham Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण सो दिस इज अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट वर्स एज सजेस आर आस्किंग द क्वेश्चन टू सुत गोस्वामी दिस वर्स कैन बी वेरी वेल अंडरस्टूड इफ यू अंडरस्टैंड द कॉन्टेक्स्ट ऑफ दिस वर्स सो जस्ट द लास्ट वर्स विच टॉक्स अबाउट द कलियुग सिम्टम्स प्रायण अल्प आयुष्य सभ्य कलोस्मिन् युगे जना सो यस्टरडे दिस वॉज वेरी वेल इलैबोरेटेड बाय हिज ग्रेस गौरविलास प्रभु so this the earlier verse which talks about the Kaliyuga symptoms and how Kaliyuga souls are constrained with so many things and on top of it as this verse describes there are so many different scriptures and so many prescriptions have been given so many duties has been talked about so Kaliyuga souls who have a less interest in spiritual life and with so many constraints of the Kaliyuga body and so many duties with Vedic duties which is being talked about in a different scriptures if somebody tries to fulfill so many duties but he should not miss upon the ultimate or the main duty it is like you know what is the point in winning so many battles but losing the war so like in a match of a tennis or a basketball when a novice player a neophyte player he concentrates firstly initially on winning the point or gaining the shot initially it may look like that he may win but however it is found that you know early win of the point or a set puts him in a more passive state he becomes more passive he starts thinking I will win ahead also whereas his opponent taking understanding this tactics he puts himself in a better position better defense and better attack he can counter so ultimately the match is in the favor of that opponent and this person who was thinking initially that I will win he doesn't why this happened is because he could not see he didn't have the farsightedness he was just looking for the short gains now to further clarify this example let's say in a basketball match sometimes you have to trade off the small defeats to be in a better position like to be in better position to win the game like let's say when in a basketball match if you see certain occasions when the opponent is very much attacking and very aggressive so the easy tactic is to make the foul and then stop the opposite party opponents from the scoring so you don't mind losing on certain battles or certain fronts, but to keeping an eye on winning the match. So the tactic should be, you don't mind winning, losing so many battles, but keep an eye on winning the war. So, of course, it depends upon various situations. But many times, even in the, and sometimes even in the Indian cricket team also, it is found that sometimes they win thinking that, but then ahead they miserably fail. So, because one need to have the long vision, long-term vision. Same thing happens. I remember when my friends, they were having arguments, and the argument was whether to have an ice cream or a juice. And the one among them was a Manoj. And he always used to dominate these arguments. He always used to come forward whenever these arguments happen, and he used to come out always victorious and boast himself, now they will never argue with me again. I am always be victorious. So he won over the many arguments, even in the past also, several times, whether it was just ice cream, or it is some political discussion happening, or even if it is some software professional tool which we want to choose for some, or certain platform we want to choose, he always used to dominate. He always used to come out victorious in these arguments. And always used to boast of himself that, see, this is how it should be done. This is how you should do it. Proving his superiority, his trump. But least he knew that although he was winning over so many arguments and these battles, he was losing the war. He was losing the hearts of his friends. Later he realized, and he was finding himself very lonely. Or he was finding himself surrounded with a few friends who were in just need of certain things, or who were just waiting to get certain work done through him. And once that work done, forget him. So he was surrounded by these friends. Will you call that as a friends? No. They are just utilizing him for some time being and maintaining some good relations. He contemplated and then understood, actually, where those arguments which separated my good friends from me were so much important. So why did I enter and stayed in those arguments till I win? It was something within me, that anger, or it was an ego issue. Actually, it was an ego battle, and that's why I could not retrieve back. And I just went on thinking that I'm winning so many battles, but ultimately I lost the war. So sometimes we lose more than what we gain, and sometimes this pleasure of winning these battles, actually we have to pay for the long-term relationships, winning the disputes but losing the friends, winning the battles but losing the war. No point in that. So sometimes we are too busy in carrying out so many duties and winning over those battles that we forget the ultimate duty. And at the end of it, we may lose the war. So many duties are prescribed that should not mislead us, and we should not just be occupying into those duties so much that we forget our limits and take our eye off from the ultimate goals. This should not happen. And that's why the need is, choose the essence. Choose the essence, winning the war over the battles. So what is the essence? That doesn't mean that you have to lose the battles every time. No, but when it is sometimes to save the match, you may have to lose on the certain fronts. That should be all right. Keep an eye on that match, ultimately winning that match. So the essence is this, winning the war over the battles. So when we talk about this, choosing the essence, so I remember when sometimes I do cooking, So essence is something like, you know, vanilla essence or some other flavor essence. So this was always for me an optional. I always gather all my ingredients, and the last thing was vanilla essence or something, and most of the times I used to forget that. Because this was optional. And I don't mind it, because it gives a natural taste for it, and I don't mind these flavors to be added. But what we are talking about here, and what these sages are asking here is, yat saram, that is not just an essence, but it is an essential. Now why I say it is an essential, this essence of all Vedic knowledge is nothing but the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. And this is a very essential. Why? Because it can fulfill the purpose of the human form of life. Savai Pumsa Paro Dharma. Paro Dharma. Savai Pumsa, for all the humanity. This Paro Dharma has been talked about here. That is the supreme occupation of all the humanity. Right? So sometimes, just in the world, we go for some comfortable situation, but ultimately forget to understand that the ultimate purpose of this human form of life is to escape from this material world. And give an example. There was a class who did some, who was not properly behaving in their assembly. So the whole class was asked to stand on the ground in the scorching heat of sun. They were asked to stand. And that's from the like morning 10 o'clock till the end of the school, 1 o'clock, 3 hours. That was too much. Even while standing there, they were still having some notorious activities and gossiping amongst themselves. Teacher saw that. But just few of them, they were a little quiet. So teacher went to them and told, okay, you can sit down. And they felt so happy that we got an opportunity to sit down. And one of that student, he goes back to home and tells to mother, mother, you know, I'm so happy. And he was started celebrating, I'm so happy today. Said, mother said, what happened? Why are you celebrating? And he said that I got to sit. The teacher made me to sit. Mother was surprised. What? Why were you standing? And then he explained, actually, whole the class was, all of us were standing on the scorching heat. And mother said, really? But son, you were still standing on the scorching, still sitting. You were still under that scorching heat. Isn't it? The misery was still there. The main misery was still there. That is not the way to celebrate, actually. Right? You may get some comfort, but you should look for how can I come out of this miserable situation. In the jail, you may get some comfortable situations for your good behavior, but ultimately you should not think that I have to just stay in the jail for a lifelong. Don't make life comfortable and focus your life to make the situation comfortable in the jail, but think that how can I come out of this jail? So that is the point, and that is the Paro Dharma is being talked about. So not to make the situation so comfortable and ourselves so much busy that we forget that we have to escape from this world, right? Don't let our guard loose and prioritize properly, right? Fulfill the purpose of the human form of life. That is the point. So that is the essence and that is the essential. Savai Pamsa Paro Dharma. Now the essential is, essential thing is to keep the most important thing is to keep the important thing as an important thing. Means, you know, we should not sideline something important thing. We should not sideline the main course. Right? So main course has to be the main course. And others, something else, can just add the flavors. We should not sideline the things. Like a devotee, he was seen in the chanting in the morning hours, in the afternoon hours, and even in the late night hours. So one devotee approached him and said, you know, you are chanting for the whole throughout day. You are like a 24 hours you are chanting. You are like a Kirtanya Sadahari. And he says, he further clarifies. He says, Kirtanya Sadahari, Sola Mala Ki Mara Mari. So he is saying
that he clarifies further that although I am seeing chanting, but I could not finish my 16 rounds, and so most of my rounds are going in the night. So sometimes we need to prioritize something very essential. We cannot sideline the main course. So chanting has to be given some proper priority, proper schedule, and it cannot be just put in the late nights just to finish off the things, because this is the main thing, this is the main course, this is the essence and this is the essential. So people get caught up into the so many things that they have to, in the name of duties, they get caught up and attached to so many things. They forget something has a utility and we cannot make it as a main course. So recently I was seeing a wonderful video of Gaur Gopal Prabhu on the utility. And he said, he was asking all the students, and he said, money, can it buy the happiness? Can it buy the happiness? It can't buy the happiness. And everyone's friend said, yes, money can't buy the happiness. And then he asked the second question. He said, but still, how many of you want money? And everyone raised their hands. So their both hands were standing high. Like, money can't buy the happiness, but still I want it. So this was interesting. And then he said, money can buy us a stuff. It has a utility value, but it doesn't have a happiness value. A laptop, a car, a phone, a house, or clothes. We can't ascribe the happiness value to these things. It has some utility value. Car is meant for travel. It may give us some comforts. So different varieties of car, different brands. It may give us some comfort. But the main purpose is to travel. It cannot derive, but it is cannot just derive us that happiness. He said further that all of us, we actually had that misconception. That if I work hard, then I will get more money and then I can buy the things and that will make me happy. This was a misconception. There is nothing wrong in earning more or dreaming about it or having certain stuffs. But to dream that this is going to give me happiness is wrong. So don't equate the happiness with something that has a utility value. So happiness value is different than that utility. So these things we need to understand. We cannot sideline the main purpose for acquiring so many things. So Shivas Thakur Prabhu, he was also given the last week of class, and he mentioned very important point from the purport of fourth canto, and he said, he was talking about the important thing is the main course is self-realization, and it is above all the important matters. So Prabhupada quotes in that purport, he says, the importance of the spiritual realization is above all other important work. So that is a purport from the Uttanupad, living even before Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj get married or starts doing the all other stuffs. Uttanupad starts living. So from the purport also, we understand now that is the what is the main course. From the purport also, Prabhupada talks about Varnashram system. So I'll read it. Varnashram is, the Varnashram society was considered to be the best institution for lifting the human being to the spiritual platform. So Varnashram actually provides a good platform to sustain the spiritual progression. Prabhupada talks about it. But further Prabhupada says, on the other hand, Prabhupada says, due to Kali Yuga, it is not possible to execute the rules and regulations of this institution. Further, he says, nor is it possible for the people in general to completely sever the relations with their families as Varnashram institution prescribes. So, we understand now, There is a chaos in a society because there is no proper varnashram system. So Srila Prabhupada has given all importance to this varnashram system, and he desired to have some system in place in ISKCON. But at the same time, Srila Prabhupada said, varnashram cannot be established 100% completely in a Kali Yuga. That is not possible. So, varnashram dharma, there are many different scriptures which prescribes. There are many duties, regulations and rules are being talked about. To apply even, or even to forget that, forget to apply, but even to understand all of them is a very huge task. And today's time when there is no culture left of, and no one knows it. So it is very difficult to apply or implement or know completely. So, it is difficult to know, but can follow up to certain some extent, but cannot be followed fully. Then we understand, Sam Siddhir Hari Toshnam, the purpose of the Varnashram system is gradual elevation to the Krishna consciousness. From that animalistic societies, we need to raise ourselves at the higher platform, human form of life, and sustain this spiritual progress, sustain this progress in Krishna conscious society. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he clarifies this between the Varnashram and Bhakti. He clarifies this, he says, the favorable rules of Varnashram systems should be accepted, and unfavorable rules can be avoided. What are those unfavorable? Which are having a main course of Karma Kanda or Jnana Kanda section. This can be avoided. Which are actually dangerous for our bhakti or our bhakti progress. So this can be avoided. But some of them which are very favorable, we should adopt it. And you progress towards bhakti. And as you progress towards bhakti, slowly, slowly, those varnashram rules can be left up. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives a wonderful example for this. He says, as you are climbing on the stairs, once you have the leg, you put the ahead leg and you lift up the rear leg. So, unless the front leg is firmly fixed, you don't lift back the rear leg. Isn't it? And that's how. Otherwise, if the both ears are in the air, you will collapse. Isn't it? So, same way, you should move towards Shuddha Bhakti, but at the same time, taking support of Varnashram, these rules, and going ahead towards the Shuddha Bhakti. So, it is a sustainable way we should practice Krishna consciousness. And we also understand, we cannot follow all the rules. So, sustainable way we should progress towards Shuddha Bhakti. So, talking about the Vedas, Vedic scriptures, what is the essence of Vedas? Vedas gives different directions for upliftment of living entities. But as a Kali Yuga, people are very unqualified to make any spiritual endeavors. Short lifespan, they're constantly disturbed. And the Vedas, on the other hand, has a vastness, innumerable duties have been prescribed. So unless somebody reads thoroughly, he cannot understand. And Vedas deals with such a varied levels of people. Majority of them are materialist, addressing at various levels. That can create a confusions, and people can end up becoming atheist. If they try to read something out of context, right? It can lead to confusion, and sometimes they may become atheist. And that's how sometimes people just put off certain out of context some quotations from the Vedic scriptures and makes a big hue and cry in the social media. Right? So, isolated contextual reading actually can mislead a follower. And that's the reason Srila Prabhupada, when he was commenting on Bhagavad Gita, or for that matter any purports, he mentions Bhakti Yoga. Even though the purports may not talk directly about Bhakti Yoga. It may talk about Jnana Yoga or Karma Yoga or Sankhya Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga. But he makes a point to bring in that purport also somewhere about Bhakti Yoga. So Srila Prabhupada was once asked by a general mass of people. He said that in a Sanskrit text, there is no Krishna, but why are you putting in a translation Krishna? Prabhupada said, those Mayavadis, they are removing Krishna from like the Bhagavad Gita 9.34, Madmana Madbhat Bhakto. So from there, they are removing Krishna and they are speculating something else. So they are removing, that's why I am adding Krishna. So Prabhupada was very emphatic about that. And why did Prabhupada do that? Prabhupada knew the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita is Sarva Dharman Parityaja, surrender to Krishna, follow the Krishna's words. So he knew in a conclusion that we need to follow Bhakti Yoga. So however the text may talk about the different yogic processes, but ultimately he has to come to the practice of Bhakti Yoga. And for that matter, any yogic process has to end up, for its completion, for its conclusion, it has to take the support of Bhakti Yoga. It has to culminate into Bhakti Yoga. And that's why Prabhupada always mentioned Bhakti Yoga. And if you see from the example of Arjuna, after hearing the whole Bhagavad Gita discourse, he didn't follow some XYZ process, some other yogic process. But what he followed is Bhakti Yoga. He lived a life of surrender to Lord Shri Krishna, remembering his words. So Srila Prabhupada trying to give that understanding and every purport, because he felt out of context, if somebody reads any purport, he may land up into doing that yogic process, some other different yogic process. And that's why he wanted to emphasize Bhakti Yoga in each and every purport, so that the followers should not be misled. The out of context, the Kali Yuga souls should not be misled, right? And they should take to Bhakti process, the ultimate aim of the essence of all the Vedic scriptures. They should follow it. So Vedas deals at the various levels. Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda and Upasana Kanda. Now Karma Kanda, where the living entity identifies at the gross bodily platform, he identifies that whatever facility he can get or he wants to get for his own enjoyment. So that is the center of focus. Whatever the facility I get, I want to enjoy. That's the Karmakanda sections, right? And that is within the yogic fold. He may perform certain sacrifices or for the heavenly pleasures or something. That is still in the yogic fold. That's the Karmakanda section of Vedas. Then is the Jnanakanda section, where if somebody has too many bad experiences of enjoyment, like he is fed up with all the enjoyment, because that enjoyment, that material enjoyment is hardly a little one, but he has to struggle so much and there is always chance and anxiety of losing it. So actually there is not an enjoyment, there is a more misery or more pain into it. When he understands that, then he comes from the gross platform to the some mental and the intellectual platform. And that's where the Jnanakanda comes in section. And as he matures in that knowledge, then comes the Upasana Kanda. Then he strives for something, eternal life. And that eternal life, he finds a solace into the active service to the Lord Shri Krishna, at the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna. And then, so in the Jnanakanda, he actually wants to eliminate all that. He was fed up with all the material enjoyment, eliminates the matter. And in the Upasana Kanda, he wants to engage his faculty, the body, and his facility. What are the facility he has? He wants to engage in the devotional service of Krishna. So, Karmakanda, which prescribes enjoyment, Jnanakanda, which prescribes elimination of matter, and Upasana Kanda actually engages all the faculty and the facilities into Krishna's service. So, Karmakanda, which identifies with the body, and then a person from the Karmakanda fades of it, then takes to the Jnanakanda. And after receiving the Jnanakanda and the knowledge, then he takes up to the Upasana Kanda, right? And then actually, as we see, this is the progression of Vedas, and then he ultimately should end up, the conclusion of that Vedas is actually ending up into Bhakti Yoga. It concludes properly into Bhakti. Vedas do talk about the different different modes, three modes. And from the Vedas comes the Puranas and Upanishads. So 18 Puranas, that had been so 18 Puranas is classified into the these three modes: ignorance, passion, and goodness. Each mode has a 6 Puranas. 6 for ignorance, 6 for passion, and 6 for goodness. Rather, 5 for goodness and 1 for the Vishuddha, Sattva. And that is Srimad Bhagavatam, Amalam Puranam, the spotless Purana which brings us to the spiritual platform above even the mode of goodness. And that's what the instruction Krishna has given in Bhagavad Gita. He says, Traigunna Vishaya Veda. These Vedas are dealing with the three modes. What you should do, Arjuna? Nistraigunya Bhava Arjuna. You rise above this. You rise above this. So, unless one comes to this transcendental platform, he will not able to understand the essence of Vedas. So, dealing with the different sections of Vedas, Jnana Kanda and Karma Kanda, somebody may get confused of his vast knowledge and he may just hook up to it. Right? Rather than go, so, to go on the 100th floor, there are different ways. But choose that way where you keep your goal to go on the 100th floor and don't settle down on the 30th or the 60th floor. Think that, oh, this is good. I like this floor. There are good activity going on here. So let me just settle down here. No. Choose that way by which it is easier and you can directly go to the 100th floor rather than getting caught up into the any of this. So Vedas is like a vast jungle and that may create a confusion. And that's what is exactly talked about in the episode of Parikshit Maharaj. When Parikshit Maharaj was preparing for the death, there are many sages assembled and they were giving different opinions what should be done. So unable to decide what is essential to be done right now at this point of time. So, and understand, all these Vedic sages were following some Vedas, certain sections of Vedas. So they are following the Vedas, but they had so many different of opinions, so much confusion. At last, when Shukadeva Goswami walks in, all of them, they agree to hear from him. Parikshit Maharaj mentions there, Tatashava prushamimam vipruche vishrabhya vipraiti kirtayam sarvatmana mriyamanesh kritiam shuddham chatatra amruta abhiyuktaya. So he says, O trustworthy Brahmanas, I now ask you about my immediate duty. Please, after proper deliberation, tell me of the unalloyed duty of everyone in all circumstances and specifically of those who are just about to die. And Prabhupada mentions this wonderfully in the purport. He says, there are two questions being asked, and Prabhupada says, the first question is, what is the duty of everyone in all circumstances? That's the first question. What is the duty of everyone in all circumstances? And second is, what is the specific duty of one who is about to die, who is very shortly going to die? Prabhupada says, out of the two, the question relating to the dying man is most important because everyone is a dying man, either very shortly or after 100 years. Everyone is a dying man. So the duration of life is immaterial, but the duty of a dying man is very important. Very wonderful pearl-like statements Prabhupada is making into the purport. So Srila Prabhupada once in the California, Southern California, and he was invited for the Joe Pan show. Now this person, Mr. Joe, was very sarcastic and always puts off his guest and put them into very uncomfortable situations where they cannot answer certain things. So he started saying to Prabhupada, you are coming to America and you are coming from India. What can possibly teach us as American? No? We already have some religious institutions and some understanding of the God. What can you teach us? And you are coming from the place where the death rate is so high. What can you teach us? And Prabhupada immediately interrupted and he said, death rate is same everywhere. it is 100%. Everyone is dying. Right? Who has taken this body, he will die. And this person got stumped. He could not gather himself, right now. So his other colleague, she took up and she started asking the question. He gathered by that time and then he asked the further question. He said, what will happen if everyone starts falling like you, taking up this Krishna consciousness? And Prabhupada said, don't worry. There will be always fool like you. So Prabhupada was mentioning here that he was reminding that death doesn't count upon the age. Right? Therefore, everyone needs this knowledge, the knowledge which is asked by Parikshit Maharaj, the sages are inquiring, and now what the Suta Goswami or Shukadev Goswami is going to speak. So that's the reason Shukadev Goswami starts speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, and all the sages agrees to this. So purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam is actually to help Parikshit Maharaj remember Krishna. But actually, this help is offered to all of us also, because we are also dying at certain point of time, and we don't know when it is. So that, what is that help? Actually, that help is nothing but Srimad Bhagavatam. The purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam is glorification of Krishna. Different activities of Lord Shri Krishna is being talked about, different avataras, Rupa, Guna, Leela is being talked about, so that we can get absorbed into the spiritual subject matter of Lord Shri Krishna. Second thing this talks about is the stories of sincere practitioners, where how they lead their life into the success, fulfilling the ultimate purpose of human form of life. And some of them, I will not say failure, but they had a delayed success, deviating somewhere, but again bringing it back. So this was a learning lesson for all of us. How should we take proper warnings? How should we walk on the path of devotional service? Third thing it also talks about is analysis of matter to remember Krishna properly. While we look at the world, how we remember Krishna while we're living in this world. So this is the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam. And so one may say still, okay, the Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken to King Parikshit, who was dying. It was for him. Shukadev Goswami, in the very first verse of his, he clarifies this point. He says, Shri Shukadev Uvacha, Variyan eshate prashna kruto loko hitam nripa atmavis sammata pumsam shotavyadi shuyapara. He says, Shukadev Goswami is saying, Viryavan eshate prashna. Viryavan, glorious is your question, O king. Viryavan eshate prashna. Why? Kruto loko hitam nripa. Because it is this question, this act of yours, asking question of yours, is going to bring benefit, loka hitam. It is going to benefit the all kinds of people. And what? This is the atmavit sammata pumsam. Atmavit. Atmavit are those transcendentalists. They also sammata. They also approve this. All these transcendentalists, they also approve this. What? Shrotavyadishu yapara. Shrotavya adi. This is the prime subject matter to be heard. Shrotavya adi. So, this is the prime subject matter to be heard. Shrotavya adishu. Ya para. Para. The ultimate, the supreme subject matter. Para. Paro dharma. So, it is beneficial for all souls, all people, not just somebody who is just dying. So, and this is approved by all transcendentalists. So, these are the topics of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. The current verse which talks about, and the last line it mentions, the reason the sages presented this matter to Sri Suta Goswami is explained in the following verse. And ahead, then the 12th verse, the ahead verse, they talk directly about, please describe us the activities of Devaki Nandana in the womb of Devaki, the son of Vasudev. They directly want to hear the topics of Lord Shri Krishna. So sometimes we may question, we may think that this question and answer sessions happening between Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, what it is having importance with me? This question is answered between them. What will it, bring, what is the importance in my life? But actually, if you see, this question answers has a lot of potential, not just in spiritual life, even in the material life. Like, there are different kinds of question answers. What happens in the interview for a job and career? Question answers. For a marriage proposals, question and answers. For any political discussions or a classroom study, there's a series of question and answer to get clarified into certain studies. In a judicial process or in an inquiry, what happens? Question and answers. These all question and answers have the potential from taking us from one position and shifting to the other position, moving on to the other position. Even some political question and answer makes someone a hero and someone loses his position. And we see this in the parliamentary debates and question and answer sessions, or sometimes in a news hour debates. You know, so this question, this simple question and answers actually decide the fate of the country's highest position. So even at the materialist, the highest of the materialists, this question answers can decide his fate, his position, what will be his next position. So why can't this question and answer, this transcendental question and answers, will have importance to us? It can change our position from materialism to the spiritual position. So that's why this question answers are very much important. Actually, this question answers about Lord Shri Krishna is actually Krishna Katha, and this is what being glorified. This is why the Shukadeva Goswami glorifies Parikshit Maharaj for inquiring about topics of about Lord Shri Krishna. Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says, "Janma karma cha me divyam." Topics about myself and then discuss, it can bring you out of this miserable position of this material world and put you into the eternal blissful position just by hearing this question and answers. And he says, who all can be transformed? He says, it is beneficial for all. Whoever, so Prabhupada gives this into the course, into this purport. He says, like a Ganges water, wherever it travels, it purifies the land. Whoever takes a bath into it, it purifies. Whoever drinks it, whoever sprinkles, however comes in touch with the Ganges, Ganges heat gets purified. So same way, someone, even somebody is speaking, the place where it is speaking, Krishna Katha, inquiring, or anyhow get concerned with the Krishna Katha, he will get purified. So Krishna Katha can transform everyone. So this was the example from Parikshit Maharaj. The other example, like a Prachini Bihari, how he was caught up into the Vedas and got confused. Right? Nadar Mani came to his rescue. Then Yakik Brahmanas, who were so caught up into the Vedic processes, got confused. They didn't understand for whose pleasure they are doing this sacrifice. Actually, he is coming in front of us. But they were blinded by this yogic process and by this technicality rather than going for the essence. So even we see in the Vyasadeva's episode, he felt so dissatisfied when he composed all the Vedas. And then when Narad Muni instructed him, he also understood actually the essence is he didn't glorify the Lord Shri Krishna and his pastimes enough. He didn't give the Parodharma enough. He should emphasize on the Parodharma. And then he felt the satisfaction in the heart. So the purpose of all the Vedas is to become a devotee of Krishna. The essence of all the Puranas, 18 Puranas, is the Srimad Bhagavatam. The essence of all the Upanishad is Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita. And this has been prescribed by even the great sages. That's what been discussed ahead. So Tukaram Maharaj also says, Gita Bhagavat Kariti Shravana Akhanda Chintana Vitopache. So Gita and Bhagavat are prescribed for us. And Gita Mahatmya also talks about when the Bhagavad Gita is compared to like a all the Vedas is compared as a cow and Bhagavad Gita is compared as a milk. Sarva Upanishado Gavo Dogda Gopalanandana Partho Vatsa Sudhari Bhakta Dugdam Gita Amrita Mahat. So essence of all these instructions of the scriptures is to always remember Krishna and never forget him. This has been talked in Bhagavad Gita. Manmana Amadvat Bhakto. This is the, you know, this is the middle verse, right? 18th chapter, the middle chapter is the 9th chapter, and the ending of this, conclusion of this, Raj Guhyam, the Rajaguhyam chapter, this essence is Manmanamadbhat Bhakto. And even the Charam Shloka, Ramanujacharya talked about the Charam Shloka, Sarva Dharman Parityajya. And he says, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, the Bhagavad Gita, the treasure of Bhagavad Gita, the main treasure of Bhagavad Gita kept in a box, the middle six chapters. That's like a main treasure. But on the box, to attract the pupil, he kept the two verses in the last. These two verses are nothing but Sarva Dharman Parityajya. And again, the Man Manamadbhat Bhakto, that verse is repeated. So these are the two verses which is kept on the top at the last, so to attract the pupil in general. So the essence of all the scriptures is actually to remember Krishna. And Krishna assures, somebody who remembers me, who worships me, I am the swift deliverer of him. And we see in the episode of Gajendra's deliverance, I mean the Draupadi's deliverance, you know, Bhavamina Chirat Partha. So he says, Tesham Aham Samudharta Mrityu Samsara Sakrat. I will deliver him from the Mrityu Samsara. And he delivers Gajendra, he delivers Draupadi from such a awkward situations. So this verse talks about, puts up the questions in front of the sages, and this is answered into the next chapter, second chapter, 6th and 7th verse. Savai Pumsa Paro Dharma Yato Bhakti Radokshate Ahituki Apratihata Yayatma Suprasiddhati. Supreme occupation of all the humanity is, for all the men, is to follow the devotional service, unmotivated and uninterrupted. This is our ultimate aim. This we should keep always our eye, and we should not take our eye off from this ultimate aim. While we carry out, while we fight out all our battles, we may lose or win, but we keep the eye on that, and we want to win over the match, right? So that is the point what we have to talk about, and this is what we summarize, that, you know, we talked about so many duties and so many scriptures, but you should remember, choose the essence, winning the war over the battles. Thank you very much. Shri Granthraj, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaurabhaktavrinda ki, Jai. Thank you.